T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last night, the game between the Celtics and the Cavaliers gave you a little bit of a tease if you're a Boston fan, because they did have a 10-point lead at the half, but here's where they blew the game. LeBron was called for his fourth foul with about 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, which is unheard of. In fact, it's the first time it's ever happened in his career. He's never had that happen.
Has he ever fouled out of a game?
He's fouled out of a game.
Yeah.
He fouled out of a game against the Nets, I remember,
right,
a couple years ago.
Wilt never fouled out of a game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it away. Because I wondered if LeBron ever did.
I remember it happening, but it doesn't happen often. But he's never been called for his fourth foul as early as he was called for
night.
And at the time, Boston was up by 10. So my thought at the time was, they got to make this a 20-point game. I mean, you've got LeBron on the bench.
Right,
we know
right.
how much Cleveland has struggled overall
sure.
when LeBron isn't there. Look at their win-loss record when LeBron doesn't play. It's horrible. And that's where the Celtics failed. They had a 10-point lead when
Kyrie
LeBron
Irving
went
killed
out.
Him, too. I mean, went for 42, 21 in the third quarter.
He did that in the third quarter. I'm saying they needed to build that
no,
lead
I understand what you're
going
saying.
Into the half.
I understand.
It was at 10 when LeBron got into foul trouble, and it remained at 10. They never extended the lead. And to me, that was the moment where you knew Celtics aren't doing anything. And then you mentioned Kyrie had that historic third quarter where he put up 21 points. But that was their opportunity. The best player on the planet isn't on the floor. You got to extend that lead. They weren't able to do it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Thursday night. I said this to you off the air. Do you think can you see Boston winning game 5? And I actually could. I think I agree with that. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's out of the realm.
No, I don't think it is anymore.
You know? I mean, they are playing at home. Although they haven't exactly played well against Cleveland in the first two games at home.
Yeah, they only lost by a combined 312.
Let's be honest. If Cleveland didn't take off when they were up 21 and basically thought they had the game in a bag in game 3, this series would have been over already.
In all likelihood, it would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you give the Celtics credit.
Oh, I give them credit for hanging. Of course you do.
Especially with Isaiah Thomas out, where
last night,
I mean, they blew the opportunity when LeBron went out, but still they competed with the Cavs.
No, they did.
I mean, they competed. They kept it interesting.
Yep.
And I thought the highlight of the day was one of the things Kevin Love is so great at is that baseball pass, you know,
He's very good at that cross court.
And he did one of the great ones you'll ever see to LeBron James, except LeBron blew the dunk, which is very rare. But other than that, you know.
Come on. The highlight of the night was Shaq and Charles
Barkley. Yes.
That's the real highlight of the night.
After the game, and I'll say this, Fox, CBS, whoever you are, there is no post or pre, but post that is as good as what they have on TNT. Because those guys are great.
Yep,
even if you want to curse out Charles Barkley, even if you think he's an idiot, it's compelling TV. And last night they started going at it. So here is the audio.
Let me hear it.
It's about a minute of Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal basically just hurling basketball insults at each other, courtesy of TNT.
You don't want to mess around, Chuck. You have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a real must-win for Boston.
Because you've only been to the finals once. So
I
you don't know
I wasn't riding on Dwayne Wade's and Kobe's coattails.
Doesn't matter, Chuck. I got the same thing you got, and I passed you up 10 years
ago. Just letting you know.
If I had been riding
on Kobe's coattails
Dwayne
Wade's.
Anyway.
And Alonzo Mourning, too.
Guys.
I forgot about
must
him.
Must-win for those guys. Everybody
and Rick
knows
Fox.
You're a bum.
Rick Fox.
People question why you're in the Hall of Fame anyway, bum.
I would say this, Shaq.
No, it's a bust.
Why did that get so personal when we're talking about Game 5?
Because Chuck always interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, Chuck. I'm going to punch you right in your face.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
what.
Okay.
We're going to be moving some furniture.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to throw one of these chicken wings at your fat ass.
Okay.
You're going to grab it like what those birds do.
You going to do what?
Come on, man. Quit your running around.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No, come on, man.
You don't want to get on this old cheap suit kindergarten.
Papa was a roller
stack. But with a trident.
I would say I don't even notice that barbecue sauce on my suit.
I would agree. I don't notice the barbecue sauce, but I also agree with you.
Oh, there you go again. There it is. Hey, come on, man. I would say this.
You
are not expensive.
Why do you keep eating everything that ain't nailed down?
Because you're bored.
We don't know nothing about
the pie honey.
You're not saying anything worth a flip.
You cannot extend series.
He only went to the finals.
The bottom line is, who the heck is Charles Barkley be calling somebody else fat?
Please, first of all,
start there.
Let's cut to the chase. Charles Barkley is not and never was as a player in the stratosphere as Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, case closed. And you could say whatever you want about, look, the championship that he won in Miami, yeah, Dwayne Wade was the lead guy on that team. Shaq wasn't the same guy. Those championships in L.A., yeah, Kobe was the second fiddle to Shaq.
Yeah,
Shaq is one of the great centers of all time. You know, to me, he's probably, if it's Wilt, Russell, and Kareem, the next guy is Shaquille O'Neal. With the way basketball is today, we'll probably never see another center like Shaq, you know, because the centers really don't even exist anymore.
Especially centers like Shaq.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dominant. He was an all-time great. Charles Barkley was a very good player. He's a Hall of Fame player. He never won a thing. As Shaq said, he went to the finals once with Phoenix, and they got beat by Jordan, of course. You know, I don't want to hear it anymore. It's not even debatable.
Now, I know Shaq.
Who was better? It's not even debatable.
Shaq started it by taking a shot at
Barkley.
All right,
Barkley, fine.
But Shaquille O'Neal is one of the great players of all time.
Of
course. Charles Barkley, while a Hall of Famer, is mostly a loudmouth. That's all he really is now. He just says a lot of crazy things, and he gets a lot of attention for
it. Sure.
Shaquille O'Neal may say crazy things, but he's an all-time great.
All-time great.
You know, I think
no
Dog
doubt.
Said pimple on Fanny once.
Yes,
that's
about what it is.
It's kind of what it is.
That's pretty much.
Especially, we are rewriting history. And I know Kobe's got all the lovers out there. Like we mentioned the other day, we never mentioned what happened off the court. We never mentioned that anymore.
Right.
That's completely been eliminated.
Never, of course.
He was never in Colorado. It never happened.
Right.
But Shaquille O'Neal was the star of that team for those first three championships.
There's no doubt.
He was the best player on that team.
There is no question about it.
And I think it's been redefined now as, Kobe. You know, Kobe's Michael. Kobe's not Michael.
Nope.
Kobe's not LeBron.
Nope.
Kobe's very good.
No, he's an all-time great player, sure.
But he's not those guys.
And
Shaq wasn't riding his coattails.
And the two championships he won without Shaq, clearly he was the number one guy in that team.
No doubt.
There's no doubt about that. But let's not take away from how great a player Shaquille O'Neal was.
Did you think that was a real fight between the two of them?
I think there's something there.
Yeah,
I could see it's something there.
At first, I thought they were like just kind of having fun, but then I think it got worse, like where they don't like each other.
I wouldn't want to mess. You know, I know Chuck's a big dude. I wouldn't want to mess with Shaq.
No.
I don't think you're winning that one.
Who the heck is Chuck to call Shaq fat? It's not like Chuck is skinny.
Please.
I'm going to throw a chicken wing
at him. The round mound of rebound. that was his name.
Yeah, no, I know. But you're right. The TNT postgame show has now surpassed the NBA playoffs for pure entertainment.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, I want to put out the great Johnny D is here. How about that, Johnny?
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Johnny back from Florida.
I don't know if I would call him great, but I mean, he's okay. He's beating me in fantasy this week. I know that.
Are you beating him in fantasy, Johnny? You hope so.
Well, John needs to make the playoffs. He's been in the league for a decade, has never made the postseason, so I wish you all the best.
Ernie just had his Dove moment. He didn't say anything, but he did. Here's what he did. I got the read in front of me. He goes like this.
Yeah. Read it and stop talking.
No, you didn't say a word. You just kind of like gave me like the Dove point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.